Let us first pray.
主感谢你把我们召聚到你自己的面前。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us before you.
你何等乐意睇见你所买赎的人常在一起。
Lord, you are indeed desirous for those whom you ransom together.
因为从开始你就是这样带领你所买赎的。
From the beginning, this is how you have led those whom you have ransomed.
我们亦感谢赞美我们的主，历世历代以来你都是照着你这个这样的心思，叫神的儿女常聚在你面前。
Lord, we thank you that throughout the ages you have indeed called upon your children together before you in such a way.
叫我们起在树有交通，又起在树来寻求要见你的面。
That together we may have fellowship and also pursuing, seeking after your face.
我们深深地晓得，我们今天下午聚集在这树的时候，你已经在我们中间。
Lord, we deeply are aware of the fact that as we gather, you are here in our midst.
因为你说地上有两三个人奉你的名聚会，你就在其中。
Lord, for you have said that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in that midst.
感谢主，你给我们是不止两三个人在这树。
Lord, we thank you that here we have more than two or three.
是一群神所买赎的人在这树。
Here we have indeed a flock of all those whom you have purchased.
所以你定义要在我们中间显明你自己的荣耀。
So you have determined indeed to reveal your own glory in our midst.
所以我们亦放心到你面前来仰望主。
And indeed with boldness we come before you and look upon you.
愿主你将今天要我们明白的话语赏赐给我们。
Lord, and give to us the words to which we are to understand.
亦赏赐我们有够用的恩典来活出你所给我们的话。
Give to us also the sufficient grace to live your word out.
我们仰望主自己藉着圣灵的工作在这树显出启示的恩典。
Lord, we look upon you for your own work, that indeed your work can be revealed.
就是赐人智慧启示的灵，照明我们心里面的眼睛。
Giving to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to enlighten the eyes of our heart.
叫我们都可以在这树看见你要我们看见。
Here we may see what you want us to see.
听见你要我们听见。
To hear what you want us to hear.
格外求主赏赐我们有够用的属灵的悟性，去明白你向我们讲的一切话。
And give to us indeed that spiritual understanding for us to come to really know all what you are saying to us.
我们感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
是你自己的工作，你自己会亲自的负责去造就。
For you'll be responsible for your own working.
你又亲自的带我们到尽头。
And it's you yourself who will lead us right through to the end.
在那树要叫我们同你面对面的享用你的一切。
And there we will enjoy you face to face.
我们敬拜赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
愿主纪念我们这一段的时候。
Lord, remember this our time here.
叫这一段的时候在你的面前不单只是蒙纪念。
Not only will this time be remembered before you.
而且也成了我们在你的面前行走属天的路程的一个大的转机。
And also here there will be indeed a great turning point for our walking on in our spiritual
life. 我们感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
因为从起初你就恩待我们。
For you have shown us grace right from the beginning.
我们仰望主。
Lord, we look upon you.
因为你乐意将你自己赏赐给我们。
For you are so willing to indeed give yourself to us.
我们这样祈祷仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
For here we pray and look upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. 感谢主给我们在这树又有几天的聚会。
We thank the Lord that here we have several days of a meeting together.
虽然是很难得的机会。
Although there are indeed times which are very precious.
能够用得上的时间又不是说是多。
And we know that the time we could make use of may not be all that much.
但我们感谢主。
However, we thank the Lord.
我们很晓得一件事情。
We surely know of one thing.
他乐意向我们施恩。
He is willing to show us grace.
他知道我们能够承担多少，他就给我们多少。
He knows how much we are able to bear, and so he gives.
而且总是多一点。
And it will not be, and it will be even more.
叫我们可以宣告啊，神的祝福在我们中间是满溢的。
That we can truly declare and announce God's grace towards us indeed is overflowing.
但是不理你几时宣告神的恩典是满日在我们的当中。
No matter when you declare of the fact of God's grace being overflowing,
没有一个时间我们可以用尽神自己的丰富。
There is not a time where we will find we can make full all the use of God's riches.
今趟这几次的交通的旅途，
In this several sharing this time,
照着我里面那个负担，我是准备同弟兄姊妹交通一个这样的主题。
According to the burden that I have, I'm prepared to be sharing with brothers and sisters this topic.
就是说住在主里面。
That is, to live in the Lord.
有些从哥罗西我们这次读的经文有些接近。
And it is very much linked up with what we have been reading in Colossians.
不过又不是完全根据哥罗西。
However, it doesn't all follow on from the book of Colossians.
甚至我们这次交通的时候都不碰到哥罗西添。
In fact, this time as we share, we will not be turning to Colossians.
但因为我们的主跟我们所讲的话，
However, with what the Lord has said to us,
很多很多地方是提醒我们留意住在主里面。
In many instances, we are being reminded how we need to be living in the Lord.
我们一阵就会从葡萄树和枝子的这个比方到提起。
And later on, we'll be touching on vine and the branches.
但在未曾提起之前呢，
But before then,
我想和弟兄姊妹再澄清一些我们在夏令会提到的事。
However, I want to clear up some matters to which I've mentionedin the conference.
因为回来总是听到传有些话回来就是说，
Because there have been words that have come back and that seems to indicate
什么叫做神的奥秘是基督。
Questioning what is this mystery of God being Christ.
什么是叫做基督的奥秘是教会。
What does it mean? The mystery of Christ and that is the church.
当然这个不一定是我们弟兄姊妹中间 提出的一些问题。
Of course, this may not be the question that have arisen among brothers and sisters here.
但是我担心我们当中或者都是还有一些特别是比较年轻的或者说刚信主时间比较短的这么多的弟兄姊妹在这点上面还是不是很有把握。
However, for the younger brothers and sisters or for those who have newlycome to know the Lord may not have been fully able to grasp this matters.
所以我稍微先提一提这个部分，然后进入我们今堂交通的主题。
So let me just mention briefly upon this before we enter into the topic we want to share.
弟兄姊妹，当我们提到说神的奥秘是基督的时候，
When we say God's mystery is Christ,
我们晓得这是一个很长的属灵的故事。
We know, this indeed is a very long spiritual story.
当这个故事的结果未曾公开出来的时候呢，
When the outcome of this story was not yet revealed,
这整个的故事是一个秘密。
Then the whole story, in fact, is a mystery.
这个秘密，我们书文的讲来就是奥秘了。
And I'd say the secret, in fact, is a mystery.
如果我们直接了当地来讲，它就是一个秘密。
And strictly speaking, in fact, it was a secret.
秘密从表面上面来讲，就是说不被人知道的。
And as far as secret is concerned, it is a matter that is not being told to anyone.
但是秘密公开的时候呢，
However, when the secret is open,
那个就不再是秘密。
Then it no longer remains a secret.
我们感谢神。
Thank God.
当在我们认识神的事情的上面呢，
In knowing God and the things of God,
圣经里面是用了一个很特别的词。
The Bible uses a very special wording.
那个词就叫做启示。
That is a revelation.
我们常常说呢，我们认识神是根据启示。
We often say knowing God, in fact, comes from revelation.
那个意思为什么呢？
Why is that?
就是说神有很多的事情他未曾公开给我们明白的时候，我们没办法领会。
That is to say, if with the things of God, if God had not revealed it, had not opened it to us, we would not have been able to understand.
但当神公开给我们的时候，我们就知道神很长久以来他想什么。
But When God opened up these things to us, then we come to realize all along what He has been thinking about.
祂要做什麼?
What it is that He wants to do.
這個我們當神的秘密一解開的時候呢，我們就說那個是啟示。
When this secret is being revealed, then we know this in fact has been a revelation.
啟示是為了要叫我們認識神和祂的所要作。
And revelation enables us to know God and what He wants to do.
現在當我們講到奧秘的時候呢，
When we talk about mystery,
乃是特別指著神要做的一些事情未曾到公開的時候那個情形。
And in fact, it is the situation for what God was wanting to do when it's still being hidden.
我們現在先來接觸神的奧秘是基督這一點先。
If you come to realize the mystery of God is Christ first.
我相信如果去年參加了去年的行靈會的弟兄姊妹應該是有印象。
For brothers and sisters who joined last year's summer conference would have this impression.
我們說在人墮落之後
After man fall,
其實認真講起上來
And strictly speaking,
在未曾做人之前神已經看到以後的歷史是會怎樣發展。
Even before God created man, he was able to see how things would develop.
神就根據他預先知道歷史的發展的那個情形呢，他就做安排了或者說設計了去怎樣要將那個歷史一直要維持在那個正常的裏面。
And according to how history will develop, God will in fact do everything to enable things that He wants to be done.
所以我們常常又會聽到弟兄們提到了神那個永遠的計劃。
So often we hear our brothers and sisters talking about God's eternal purpose.
現在這個神的奧秘呢，就是出現在這個神的計劃的當中。
And this mystery then reveals itself in the midst of God's purpose.
因為在神的預知的裏面呢，
Before God's foreknowledge,
他老早就看到撒旦的堕落，
He would be able to see the downfall of Satan.
神要做人出来来对付撒旦，
And God would create man to indeed deal with him.
而人呢，是会上撒旦的当，
And then man in fact will fall under the deceit of Satan.
所以神又有一个设计在那里，是将人挽回回来。
So God had another plan to recover man.
咁點樣將人挽回返嚟呢？
How would he recover man?
神喺神嘅兒子所做嘅救贖嘅工作未曾顯明之前，
Before the work of salvation through his son was revealed, manifested,
神冇公開過呢件事，
God had not in fact openly revealed this,
所以喺神嘅心裏面存住呢一個意思呢，就成咗一個秘密。
So all this that has been in the heart of God becomes a secret.
但我們又感謝我們的神。
However, we thank our God.
他雖然說是不公開這個秘密，
Although this secret was not open.
但是我姑且這樣說，
But let me just say this.
有些時候神都好像忍不住，
Sometimes it seems that God cannot keep it back.
輕輕漏的這麼多俾我哋知道，
somehow leak it out for us to know.
但系佢又唔系明明话俾我哋知，
but he will not manifestly tell us.
佢只系暗示咁样嚟俾我哋知道神将要做嘅一件咩事。
So he sort of in a way hinting to us what he was going to do.
神做呢件事情嘅目的系点样，神亦都冇将佢公开。
And the purpose of this work of his was not in any way known.
所以我們從神在舊約裡面講的話的裡頭呢，隱隱約約是見到神宣告一些事是人不明白的。
So we find that in the Old Testament, all God, what God had said, so often men do not realize or know what it is about.
神不是不講，但是神是講，但是神講了出來之後呢，人沒有辦法明白的。
It's not that God did not say anything. He may have mentioned things to which man was not able to understand.
因为你唔知道神究竟讲嗰啲嘢目的喺边处。
Because you don't know for what purpose God had said all this.
而且又唔知道神做嗰件神讲嗰啲嘢喺实际做出嚟嘅时候系点样嘅一件事。
And also for what God had said and what He had done, you don't know how it relates.
譬如我哋就用讲跟翻神嘅奥秘就系基督嘅呢件呢个事实嘅本身嚟睇呢个过程。
Looking at the progress of this mystery of God being Christ.
首先弟兄姊妹你就记得。
Firstly, you will remember.
以弗所书上面所讲到话日期到咗嘅时候无论天上嘅地上嘅一切所有嘅都要喺基督里面同归于一。
You know that Ephesians, the book of Ephesians says that in the fullness of time, all indeed will be headed up in Christ, all the things in heaven and on earth.
萬有都要在基督裏面同歸於一，這個是神那個計劃裏面的焦點。
All will be headed up in Christ. This is in fact the very focal point of God's purpose.
神所做一切的安排和工作都是圍繞著這個點。
All the work that God has been doing is surrounding this one point.
而且是要做完做成功這個點。
And in fact, He will want to bring this about.
当然这个我们今天在新约的里面我们今天就当然是很清楚。
Of course, in the New Testament time, today we can be very clear.
但是在旧约的里面这件事情呢
However, in the Old Testament days, this matter.
换一句说话来讲就是在整个的人类的历史上面呢神就从来未曾公开正式的讲过这句说讲过这件这样的事。
So throughout the history of mankind, God had not mentioned anything about this.
如果说隐隐约约嘅提到呢件事嘅咧
，If in any way he had hinted about this，
你顶多，你系从诗篇上边睇到有一个咁样嘅敬拜同赞美。
You can only glean this from the books of Psalms. How are there in the praises？
就系诸天述说神嘅荣耀，穹苍传扬佢嘅手段。
He says the heaven and firmament declares the glory of God.
就是这么多了。
And that's all it says.
因为你再看下去的时候
Because as you read on from there,
他说从今日到那日
It's from here on till then,
从这树去到那树
From here, now to then,
是没有声
音。It seems that it was quiet.
没有声音那么即是没有东西
听。If it's all quiet, then you can't hear a thing.
没有下文啦。
And no one is saying anything.
只是一件事情摆了出来说
Just as the matter is being put forth,
诸天述说神嘅荣耀，穹苍传扬佢嘅手段。
The heavens and its firmaments declare the glory of God.
呢个系诗篇十九篇里边咧开头嗰句说话咧。
This is the very first verse of Psalms 19.
所有嘅天上边嘅一切
，all that is in heaven，
所有一切被造嘅物件
，and all that has been created。
都是那树归荣耀给神。
All will indeed ascribe glory unto God.
但是怎样归荣耀给神
?How would that be done?
没有一些其他的更多的说明。
No further word on that.
所以如果你知道那里神要得到一件这样的事或者神要做一件这样的事呢我们就觉得这件事怎样可能呢
?And when we wonder how this thing would be possible,
咁因此就牵涉到救赎嗰个问题啦。
And there it brings forth the matter of salvation。
呢个就嚟到神嘅奥秘，就系基督嘅嗰件事情嘅起头啦。
So this is the beginning of the mystery of God that is Christ。
人嘅堕落就叫神喺诸天里边，或者话喺天地里边所安排嗰个旨意呢？
The fall of man and what God had in fact a purpose and prepared.
他能够维持同埋或者那个条件或者那个可能完全是被封闭了。
And how it's going to happen and its possibility was all in fact hidden from us.
但神要将这个这样被封闭的情形回复回神起初的那个荣耀华美尊贵
and all this, God wants to recover and to in fact have all His glory, majesty and power.
So 就引出了神造人的那件事。
So So it brings us to God's purpose of His creating man.
神是要用着人来去解脱撒旦本身同埋撒旦所造成的一切的破坏。
And God would use man to deal with all that Satan had done and all the destruction that he has caused.
但是撒旦的那个反击呢？
However, the opposition of Satan
又将人拖埋落去
has in fact brought the downfall of man as well.
咁到呢个咁嘅地步嘅时候
，and from that point,
神嘅计划仲有冇可能完成呢
？Would God's purpose be able to be fulfilled?
神嘅计划如果唔能够完成嘅话
，if God's purpose could not be fulfilled,
咁样神嘅信实仲能唔能够维持呢
？Then would God's faithfulness still be maintained?
神嘅能力仲可唔可以可信靠呢
？God's power would it still be reliable？
嗱，引出一大堆嘅问题喺嗰时。
So a lot of questions would have been generated.
但系我哋感谢神。
However, we thank God.
神系默默无声嘅喺嗰处嚟修补呢一个缺口。
God quietly, in fact, filling up all this breach.
嗱，所以弟兄姊妹你就睇到神嘅救赎嘅工作开始啦。
The beginning of God's salvation work.
但开始喺边处呢
？Where did it start?
你乜嘢都睇唔到。
You don't seem to be able to see anything.
神亦冇做咗特别明显嘅动作。
God had not done anything that is obvious.
喺嗰个时候
，and during that time,
神只系仅仅宣告咗，可以话系比较明显啲，就系个有两件事。
And God perhaps have declared two things, perhaps which are more clearly known.
第一件就是用皮子做衣服遮盖人的羞耻。
The first thing is using the skin of animals to in fact cover the shame of
man. 弟兄姊妹都知道呢件事啦。
Francis, you are aware of this matter.
另外一件事咧就系佢宣告咗女人嘅后裔要伤蛇嘅头。
The other thing is that God had declared, in fact, the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent.
但若果你我今日唔系因为有神嘅话。
Today, if we do not have the word of God,
不是因为已经有了神儿子的生命能够同神中间有了交通。
If we do not have the life of the Son in us so that we are able to have fellowship with God,
你根本就不知道神做这两件事有什么目的。
Then you will not know these two matters that God has talked about or done.To what purpose these things are?
你根本就唔知道神为咩事要做呢件事，做咁样嘅事。
You don't know why God would have done such a thing.
但系如今我哋翻转头去睇
，But now looking back，
我哋就睇到啦。
Then we see，
原来皮子做衣服，乃系神喺嗰处讲到，神要用佢自己嘅方法嚟解决人嘅难处。
When God in fact provided the skin of the animals for Adam and Eve, God is trying to resolve the problem there.
同时呢，神亦喺嗰度宣告咗解决呢个难处嗰个方法嘅根据喺边度。
And also God, in fact, is telling us the way that He will solve this problem, how He will do it.
佢要从女人嘅后裔嘅手里面嚟对付咗嗰个作神对头嘅魔鬼。
It will use the seed of the woman to deal withSatan himself.
神如果唔讲清楚呢两件事究竟系指住乜嘢
？If God were not to tell us clearly what all these two things point to，
你知道呢两件事
？You may know these two matters，
但你明唔明白呢两件事讲乜嘢
？But do you understand what they refer to？
你冇办法明白讲乜嘢
？You will not be able to。
但神已经讲咗话
，But God had already spoken。
但你又明白，我又唔明白。
However, you don't understand, and I don't understand.
冇一个人能够明白。
No one could have understood.
所以对神来讲，呢个系一个秘密。
So to God, this affects.
对唔住，对神来讲，呢个系佢计划。
To God, this in fact was His plan.
但对我哋嚟讲，呢个系一个秘密。
As far as we're concerned, in fact, it was a secret.
因为我哋只知道神要做一啲嘢，但系做乜嘢嘢，为咩事要做，我哋完全。冇办法能够明白。
We know God wants to do something, but we don't know what He is going to do or how He is going to do it.
然后你又睇到喺历史上面，神又做咗好多嘅，又做过一啲嘅事情。
However, throughout history, we also see God's work.
譬如我呢次又特別提過嘅就係話亞伯拉罕獻以撒嗰件事。
And as I mentioned, the matter of Abraham offering up Isaac.
你睇落去嘅時候，你就話哦，歷史上面曾經發生過有一個人叫做亞伯拉罕，神叫佢去將佢個獨生兒子啊獻俾神，咁神佢就去啦。結果神又唔使佢獻上去，神就用另外。預備一隻羊羔來代替了他。
In history, it says, oh, that such a person, Abraham, how God required him to offer up his son, his only son, Isaac, and how God then provided him a lamb to which he didn't have to, in fact, offer up Isaac at the end.
弟兄姊妹，如果神不講清楚這件事情，我們看下去的時候，你不是當看故事？
And if God had not made this clear to us, as we read this whole event, we're just reading a story.
你就知道哦，有個故事係咁樣發生過。
And says, oh, there's such a story that tells of such a happening.
但呢個故事喺神嚟講就係神嘅計劃。
However, in the story, as far as God was concerned, it was His plan.
對我哋嚟講，我哋就唔知道究竟係咩回事。
But as far as we're concerned, we do not know what's actually happening.
如果你話有神嘅意思喺處咧，我哋只能夠話。那個是神的秘密，我們不知道。
If God has a purpose there, we can only say God has a secret to which we have not known.
譬如又再過很多時候了。
And again, through much time,
我抽了這麼多話來講，不提得那麼多。
I will just bring some out, I can't tell all of them.
到先知的時候呢
?During the time of the prophets,
特別在以賽亞先知那時
especially during the period of prophet
Isaiah, 他講了相當多是關於神的救贖的話。
Much has been said, in fact, to do with the salvation of God.
譬如特別他又提到一件事，他說必有童女懷孕生子，人要給他起名。叫做以馬內利。
Who would have thought, would it be possible that a virgin should bring forth a son and his name shall be called Emmanuel?
甚至再接住落去就係話，當嗰個細路，當嗰個細蚊仔都未曾長大嘅時候。
And even before the child has grown,
當時對以色列欺壓嘅。那個亞述帝國就已經滅亡了。
And the oppressor, Assyria, in fact, will have been destroyed.
如果我們看到這些這說話的時候，我們就只不過就覺得說神在樹又講故事了。
And as far as we're concerned, it's just God again telling a story.
裡面是講到一些歷史的事。
Mentioning about things,
and
to do with history.
神在說講歷史故事。
Says, oh, God is just telling us some history.
但是当神讲出呢番话嘅时候呢
，When God says all these things，
对神嚟讲，嗰个系神嘅计划嘅发表。
As far as God was concerned, in fact, this was His plan。
但对我哋人嚟讲，我哋对神嘅计划一无所知。
But as far as we're concerned, we have got no awareness of it at all。
嗱，譬如而家我已经提咗三件事。
Well, I've already mentioned these three things。
三件事都系讲到呢件，都系讲到神呢个计划。
And these three things actually talks about the plan of God。
但神讲了三次，我哋都唔知佢讲乜。
And even in these three occasions, God had spoken, but we don't know what He was saying.
但嗰个系神嘅计划。
However, this has been God's plan.
但对我哋嚟讲，呢个系神嘅秘密。
But from our viewpoint, this is God's secret.
系神隐藏起上嚟嘅一件事。
It's something that God had hidden from us.
如果以赛亚继续讲话嘅时候呢
？As we hear of Isaiah continuing to say，
佢就更加又讲得更。已經是講得比較 透明的咁多。
In fact, what he had to say is much clearer now.
佢話有一子賜給我們，有
a son has been given to us.
個背英文就記背到出嚟嗰度，背中文反而仲甩咳咗。有一子賜給我們就係佢個名字叫做奇妙，叫做測試，叫做全能嘅神，又係和平嘅君。
It says, unto us a child is given.And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity.
又讲到话政权必定担喺佢嘅膊头上边。
And in fact, the government shall be resting on his shoulders.
即系因为当以赛亚宣告呢件事嘅时候，亦都就系神喺嗰度发表佢嘅计划嘅时候。
And when God declared this, in fact, God was actually telling us of his plan.
但你当时的人听到之后，你又不知道神究竟讲这件事做什么。
But when people hear this, they do not know what God is actually planning to do.
所以我们说这个是神的计划。
So we say this is God's plan.
但对人来讲是个秘密。
But as far as man was concerned, it was a secret.
不再提了。
I will not mention further.
所以一路在，如果我们回到提过去的历史的时候，
as we look back in history,
你睇到神隐隐约约嚟透露咗一啲嘅事。
We find that God now and then hinted at this matter.
佢好想人快啲知道佢自己嘅意思。
He would really want man to really know his purpose.
但因为人未曾预备好
，However, man wasn't all that ready.
人亦冇咁嘅条件能够明白神自己嘅意思。
They were not in a position to understand God.
所以神呢一个救赎嘅计划一路就好似喺度秘密收藏起上嚟嘅嗰个咁嘅情形。
So this salvation plan of God seems to be hidden all the while.
一直等到我哋嘅主耶稣嚟。
Until when the Lord Jesus appeared.
佢钉喺十字架上面成就咗救赎。
When he was crucified on the cross and fulfilled salvation,
復活過來的時候，叫這個救贖的工作完成。
When he was raised from the dead, fulfilling completely this salvation plan.
但等至會當代的人看到主耶穌釘十字架。
When those people saw the Lord crucified on the cross,
甚至門徒看到主釘十字架。
Even for the disciples, when they saw the Lord crucified on the cross,
什麼意思？
What does that mean?
是啊，我们跟随的主现在被人钉死了。
The Lord whom we were following is now being crucified.
弟兄姊妹，你记得在路加福音讲到那个在以马五斯路上面行的两个门徒。
Remember the two disciples on the way back to Emmaus?
他们一路行一路倾，但是一路倾就完全没有喜乐。
And as they were talking on their way, they had lost all their joy.
我们不知道他倾什么。
We do not know what they were talking about.
总是讲到主的事。
However, they were talking about the Lord.
或者他们回想到，哎呀，当日主同我们同在的时候，主讲过什么东西，什么。
They could be recounting of what the Lord had been talking to them while he was with them.
但是讲到主的时候没有喜乐。
But however, as they were talking, it was without any joy.
但是如果你读到那时候，你看到圣经特别记录来说，面上带着愁容。
And you find that the Bible says that their countenance were down.
没有喜乐。
They were without joy.
讲到主都没喜乐。
And even as they were talking about the Lord, it was without any joy.
但是主钉十字架那件事情。
However, the Lord dying on the cross,
在创世之前神就已经这样安排了。
In fact, this was already what God had purposed and planned right from the beginning.
所以说那个是神的计划。
So this has been God's plan.
但是未曾公开。
But it's not been opened up to us.
所以即使主耶稣钉在十字架上面。
Even right through at the time when the Lord was crucified on the cross.
跟随主的门徒都不知道他们还有没有盼望。
Even the disciples who were following the Lord didn't know that they had any hope.
所以不谈到主就已经是很忧愁。
Even not talking about the Lord, it has been very grievous for them. Not talking about the Lord has been very grievous to them.
甚至讲到主的时候就更加没有喜乐。
And even when they're talking about the Lord, they find that it was even more saddening for them.
当然感谢主，主在这个时候已经复活了，主亲自去遇见他们，将他们的灵苏醒。
We thank the Lord, at this time the Lord had already been raised from the dead, so in fact he revealed himself to them.
对当时的门徒来讲，他们只知道我们的主又活过来了。
When at the time when they come to realize that the Lord is alive again.
但是主钉死又活过来是什么意思呢？
What does it mean for the Lord to have died and then to be raised from the dead?
连当时的门徒都不明啊。
Even the disciples at the time did not understand.
都不懂啊。
They could not understand.
直到主复活升天那个时候。
Until the Lord ascended back to heaven.
等于你读使徒行传的时候。
When you read the Acts,
你留意使徒们，当时的使徒们问主一个问题。
You know how the disciples asked a question of the Lord.
今日我们就会说，哎呀，你还叫做使徒，你都问这么愚蠢的说话。
Today perhaps you say, how could you be a disciple or that you ask such a silly question?
但对于你们，今日我们是已经有了神的启示。
have a law, that you should realize that we are, today have the revelation from God.
在五旬节之前，即使我们的主已经死而复活了。
And before the day of Pentecost, even though our Lord had died and been raised from the dead,
门徒的属灵的窍还未曾被打开。
The spiritual understanding of the disciples were not yet open.
但是我们这边的情形未预备好，不等于神的计划未曾预备好。
Yeah, even though we are not all that prepared, it doesn't mean that God isn't.
神的计划不单只是预备好，而且是执行了最重要的部分。
Not only that God's plan is ready, in fact that God had fully executed it.
但是对我们来说呢,
but for us,
我们仍然不知道神做了什么又同埋点解要做。
We are not aware of what God had done and we don't know for what reason.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
从创世之前神定规的计划一直至到圣灵降临之前。
And all the while, right from the beginning, the time of Genesis, right through to before the coming of the Holy Spirit during the day of Pentecost.
神所要做的拯救的工作呢，对人来讲，人没办法能够了解。
All that God was planning to do in salvation, man had not understood or realized.
但是人了解不等于神的计划不在这里。
Just because man could not understand doesn't mean that God's plan wasn't there.
所以对人来讲呢，人就觉得神有神在不知道在做什么。
So man does not know or did not know what God was doing.
但是神实实在在有一个很完整的计划在那里，已经安排了又执行着。
However, God had a very complete and perfect plan to which he's already fulfilling it.
但是对人来讲，人是这整件事情对人是一个秘密。
But the whole matter was still a secret to man.
但感谢神。
So we thank God.
等到圣灵来了。
When the Holy Spirit came.
时间到了。
When the time came.
神就将这个秘密就解开了。
God then opened up this secret.
这个秘密一解开呢。
When this secret was opened.
哎呀，我们就看到整个神的计划那个内容。
And we come to really see the substance of God's purpose.
这个对我们来讲就叫做启示了。
To us, this become a revelation.
什么叫做启示呢？
What does it mean to have a revelation? I've been hiding something.
我唔俾你睇。
I won't show it to you.
但我话俾你听，有啲嘢喺树头好宝贵噶，你估下系乜嘢
？I tell you, oh, I've got something here. It's very precious. Take a guess what it is.
你点样估呢
？How would you guess?
你根本无从估。
In fact, you wouldn't know where to start.
因为系我收埋嘅，又收埋嘅系乜嘢，你又唔知道。
I've been keeping it, and you don't know what it is.
吓，等到啊，睇我估睇到。你估嚟估去都估唔到，好啦，俾你睇下啦，咁掀掀开个盖。
So after you've made your guesses and you have not been able to guess, I then open up the lid.
哦，你睇到啦。
Then you come to see.
哦，你话原来系唔知系咩嘢。
Then you say, oh, this, I don't know what this is.
啊，原来里头系一粒鹅蛋石。
That's a stone.
A round stone.
A stone.
你话系琴日我哋去 Dancy Island 嗰时喺地下执到翻嚟。
It's a stone from Brownsea Island that we picked up from yesterday.
我系咁收埋，我话你估啦，你估系咩
啊 ？I kept it from you and I keep asking you to guess.
你估唔到。
And you will not be able
但我掀开你就马上知道了。
When I open it up, you then be able to see.
对之门这个就叫做启示。
This is a revelation.
将神那个秘密解开那个叫做启示。
When the secret of God is being opened up to us,
那现在那个秘密都解开了。
When this is opened up to us,
你就看到了那个秘密是什么呢？
Then you can see what the secret is.
原来神所那个救赎的计划点点滴滴都是他的儿子去做成功。
And you see, God's plan is that everything is being fulfilled through His Son.
咁神救赎嘅计划系咩嘢呢
？What is God's salvation plan？
系要叫所有被造嘅都喺基督里边同归于一。
So all that's been created will be headed up in Christ.
而呢个所有被造嘅都喺基督里边同归于一呢，那系根据神喺基督里边去拣选一班人。
And all this being headed up in Christ follows on from God, from all those whom God has chosen in Him.
将呢一班人从亚当 里头嗰个地位就转移嚟到喺基督里面嘅地位。
And from the position of how God had chosen Abraham, it's being switched back to being in Christ.
俾呢班人有一个儿子嘅地位。
Giving them as positions as sons.
俾呢一班人有一个同神恢复交通嘅生命。
For these people to indeed have the life whereby they can have communion with Him.
俾呢一班人有一个接受神嘅荣耀丰富嘅资格。
For these people to be able to be to receive and reveal God's glory.
咁就然后就用咗呢一班人。
And then to use these people
嚟将神嘅权柄。
To in fact enable God's authority
在人的中间来扩张
To in fact extend among them
然后慢慢扩张到全宇宙都在神的权柄的底下
To extend to the point where the whole universe and created universe be under God
等于当我们知道一件这样的事的时候
When we come to realize this matter
你就看到
Then you will see
乜嘢系神嘅奥秘咧
？What is God's mystery？
就系神嗰个永远嘅计划嘅完成。
It is the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose。
系藉着佢嘅儿子一点一滴嚟作好。
And through His Son, gradually, step by step, point by point, being fulfilled。
而佢嘅儿子点样去作呢
？How did the Son fulfill this？
神嘅儿子就藉着佢所完成嗰个救赎嘅恩典嚟招聚人。来回到他的面前。
Through his salvation grace, calling upon man to turn back to him.
这一批首先被主召聚回到神面前的呢
well, all these who were first called to be in the Lord,
神就称这一批人做教会。
And God called this group of people to be the church.
神就说这一批人是基督的身体。
And God says that this group of people is His body.
神就说这一班人神要造就他们装饰他们来让神的儿子得着一个身父。
And God would indeed build them up and indeed prepare them as His bride.
那个最根本的要求就是说要叫这班被救赎回来的人和神的儿子联合成为一个。
And for those who have been saved, this group of people, they will become one with His Son.
在这样的情景下面,
And under such a situation,
就将万有要带回到神的面前的那件事情做完了。
And everything will then be brought before God, and this will be complete.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们知道这个整个的事情是一回这样的事的时候,
When we come to realize this whole matter, what it is,
你将佢整成个嘅嚟去表达出嚟嘅时候
，When this whole matter you in fact describe it，
人就话呢个系神嘅奥秘。
Then they will say this is God's mystery。
所以到神嘅旨意完成嘅时候，叫做神嘅奥秘完成。
When God's purpose has been fulfilled， you say that God's mystery has been fulfilled。
咁神嘅奥秘完成个根据乜嘢呢？
God's mystery being fulfilled, what is it, how, on what basis?
是根据神的儿子的所作的一切。
It is all that the Son had done.
那神的儿子作成功神的奥秘那神儿子所作的那个根据又是什么呢
And God's Son fulfilling His work, on what basis does He do this?
是根据在他的救赎的恩典里面被召回到他面前来的那批人。
Those are people who have been indeed called through salvation's grace.
这一批人就称为教会。
And this group of people being the church.
所以我们浓缩这整个的事实。
And in fact, as we have summarized this whole matter,
我们就说神的奥秘就是基督。
You see, in fact, God's mystery is Christ.
所以我当时特别就点出这一点，我希望弟兄姊妹就这样。你容易去领会得到。
And as I point this out, I hope the brothers and sisters will find it easier to understand.
就是说完成神的计划的那个工作方法那是基督。
And the one who fulfills and brings about God's plan is Christ.
应该是说 the method of
the means and the way of God fulfill His purpose is Christ.
咁然后呢咁基督又点样去将神嘅计划去做完呢
and how would Christ, in fact, fulfill God's purpose?
佢係先去建立教會，然後又建又領帶領教會進入成熟。
First, he would indeed establish the church, and then lead the church on to into maturity.
所以呢個又係基督完成神計劃嘅嗰個方法。
This is also the way whereby Christ will fulfill the plan of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你從神嘅計劃嘅本身嚟睇
，from God's plan and you look at it，
神嘅奧秘係基督。
God's mystery is Christ.
基督嘅奧秘係教會。
The mystery of Christ is the church.
但如果你從神作工嘅方法呢一點上面去留意
，if you take note of God's work。And his way of doing it,
你仍然是看见神的奥秘就是基督。
You'll still see that God's mystery is Christ.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
And Christ's mystery is the church.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想多讲这么多的说话呢，应该可以给弟兄姊妹澄清到，在这个说明，这个说法里面的嗰个疑惑。
And spending this time to talk all about this is to clear out any doubts or question that brothers and sisters may have.
我哋感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
而今请弟兄姊妹你读一读葡萄树同枝子嘅呢一个比方。
Let us now turn to read of the parable of the vine and the branches.
呢个系约翰福音第十五章。
This is in John's Gospel 15.
我哋唔系去解释呢一段呢一个比方。
We are not going to explain this parable.
我系特别系藉住呢一个比方咧嚟带入我哋呢一次交通嘅主题。
But through this parable, I want to lead us into the topic of our sharing.
我哋读一读呢一段嘅说话。
Let us read this passage.
我相信呢段说话系弟兄姊妹系比较熟悉嘅经文。
I'm sure that this is a very familiar passage to brothers and sisters.
但系我哋盼望主俾我哋喺呢段熟悉嘅经文里边系找到主讲呢段话嘅嗰个主题。
I hope that through this passage, the Lord will enable us to lay hold of what is said here.
或者话系揸住嗰个主讲呢段话嘅嗰个目的。
Or to be able to grasp and lay hold of the purpose of what God is saying, of the Lord saying here.
我哋读一读呢一段嘅话。
Let us read.
从第一节开始。
We'll start our reading from verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. As to every branch in me not bearing fruit, he takes it away, and as to everyone bearing fruit, he purges that it may bring forth more fruit. Ye are already clean by reason of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branches cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in me, in the vine, thus neither can you unless you abide in me.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能作什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For without meYou can do nothing. Unless anyone abides in me, he is cast out as the branch and is dried up, and they are gathered and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall come to pass to you.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们若常在我的爱里，你们若遵守我的命令，就当在我就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask anything you will and will come to pass. In this is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, and ye shall become disciples of mine. As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If ye shall keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一段的话是我们弟兄姊妹很熟比较熟悉的。
Brothers and sisters, we are more familiar with this passage.
但这一段话呢又是很多神的儿女不是那么准确的是揸得住的。
And at the same time, many children of God are not able to grasp accurately these words.
因为这个是一个是主所讲的一个比喻。
Because it's a parable that the Lord had spoken.
在这个比喻的里头是有真理的发表。
And in this parable, it, in fact, show forth some, the truth.
但是不是所主每讲一句话都是真理的发表。
However, not everything that's said here, is, in fact, the truth.
因为它是一个比喻。
Because it's just a parable.
它是用一个故事的形式来去表达一个真理。
Because it is, in fact, using, some, happening or some knowledge that we have, declare the truth.
所以当我们读这段话的时候我们必须要知道主讲这句话这一段话的那个目的在哪里。
So as the Lord says these things, we need to know why the Lord said it.
我们要知道主为什么是讲这段话。
For what purpose he was saying this.
但很多神的儿女呢在这段话的里面常常是在主讲话的心意以外来自找麻烦。
So often a children of God would pick this talk about things which the Lord is outside what the Lord had purpose.
譬如一个简单的就是说很多弟兄姊妹读这段话呢他们发出一个问题那个问题是说那些剪了下来的枝子得到不得到的。
And so many brothers and sisters would ask the question, the branches that have been in fact cut off, are they safe?
又譬如说
And for example,
如果要结枝子要结果子更多就要剪了一些枝
And if you want to bear more fruit, you will have to be purged.
这样那些被剪了出去的枝
And those branches that have been purged,
是不是算是被神牺牲了
Have God in fact sacrificed them,
give up, 来去成全其他的呢
To establish the others.
等于照诸如此类这样的问题。
All sorts of questions like this.
但等于照问你记得这个是主讲的比喻。
Brothers and sisters, remember, this is a parable the Lord had
said. 在这里不是讲得救的问题。
Here it's not talking about being saved.
在这里又不是讲其他的一些属灵的问题。
And it's not talking about any other spiritual matters.
在这里是讲一个很重要的属灵的生活。
However, it talks about a very important aspect, our spiritual life.
是哪个人可以有资格讲属灵的生活呢?
Who has, in fact, who is qualified to talk about this?
最低那个条件就是说你必须得救。
The most basic of requirement would be that you must be saved.
如果你未曾得救的话你根本就没有条件讲这个属灵的生活。
If you're not saved, then you're not qualified to talk about spiritual life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到，如今是讲到一个属灵的生活。
Here we're talking about a spiritual life.
而且这个属灵的生活，如果讲是要高，是可以高到一个地步，是最高。
And you can say that this spiritual life could in fact go right up to its highest.
当然，你说我不讲最高，我讲最低。
Of course, you can say, "Oh, I won't talk about the most high. I can talk about the lowest."
你即使讲到最低，你必须系一个得救嘅人。
Even at lowest, you must be someone saved.
你是一个得救的人，你最低的属灵的生活，你都要碰到这些的问题。
And even as one saved, the lowest of your life would be met in this, with this question.
弟兄姊妹，当你细心来读这段的话的时候，
When you carefully read this passage,
你会很清楚知道主在这段话的里面要讲的是什么。
You'll be clear as to what the Lord wants to say.
主在这段的话要讲的就是说，你必须要结果子。
The Lord is saying that you must bring forth fruit.
如果你抓住这一点的时候，
When you hold on to this point,
你就留意了主剪修理枝子又好，剪掉枝子又好，就是为了结果子。
And you know, God's purpose of cutting off the branches or pruning it, it's so that it can bring forth a fruit.
所以你不结果子就剪。
If you are not bearing fruit, it will be cut off.
想一啲结，想结总嘅嚟讲，结果子更多，神咁就要修理咗佢一部分。
So the branches bear forth more fruit, he purges.
如果你用得救唔得救嚟睇嘅时候，咁咪自己吓自己。
If you talk about this in the context of whether one is safe or not, you're just in fact frightening yourself.
嗱，所以我提俾弟兄姊妹一个。比喻的不单止读比喻了，是整本圣读你整本圣经来都一个可以用的帮助。
And it's not just a question of reading parables, but in fact, in our reading of the whole Bible, I hope that this will help us.
一段的圣经读下来。
When you read a passage of the Bible,
如果你能够懂得做出找出这段圣经的结论，
You can, in fact, bring out the conclusion of the passage.
当然这个就当然最稳阵了。
Of course, that is the most secure.
但你说我蠢啊，我又不识，我做不到结论出来啊。
He says, I'm so stupid, I can't see any conclusion.
我读这树又是觉得那么好，读那树又是觉得那么好。
I read here, it seems so good to me, and I read another passage, it seems very good as well.
碰到神的话语就得，处处都是这么好。
And every time I come to read God's word, it's good.
那你叫我怎么做结论呢？
How can I come to a conclusion?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你要记得一件事。
Remember,
当然这个不是百分之一百准确。
Of course, this is not 100% accurate.
但可以给我们有帮助。
But it may help us.
当你读一段的说话，
When you read a passage,
你做唔到结论出嚟，
When there is no conclusion,
咁就直接去揾。
Then you have to look for it.
揾乜嘢呢？
What should you be looking for?
揾喺嗰段说话里面出现得最多嘅字句。
Then you look for the words that keeps appearing in that passage.
弟兄姊妹，当你会得去揾喺一段嘅话里头讲得最多嗰个字句嘅时候呢？
When you realize the words that keeps appearing in that passage,
你如果睇唔到结论，你都好接近嗰个结论。
Even if you cannot see the conclusion, you'll be very near it.
那弟兄姊妹，而家你嚟试试睇啊。
Let us try it out here.
你就喺呢段话嘅里边。
And in this passage,
你睇出现得最多嘅系一个咩话
？What is the word that appears most?
常在我里面，好快话你。
This abide in me.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得啦，喺呢段嘅话里边咧，一个好清楚嘅。那个劝勉就是说要常在主里面。
We find that in this passage, what is being exhorted of us is always to abide in the Lord.
譬如我再提一个问题是跟着这件事的。
And if I ask a question that follows on in this passage,
如果说你要常在主里面，那为什么要常在主里面呢？
If we are to abide in him, why do we need to?
除了常在主里面，你见到最多出现的是
Apart from abiding in the Lord, what else that comes out frequently in this passage?
结果子啊，呢趟就多咗好多percent。
Bearing a fruit, it seems that more people are seeing this.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你好清楚睇到。
You can see this clearly, brothers and sisters.
冇错，系你要常在主里面，你就带出一个咁样嘅结果，那个结果就系结果子。
And in abiding the Lord, there will be a result of bringing forth fruit.
不单止结果子，是结果子更多。
Not only that, but to bring forth more fruit.
即是很丰盛的来带出生命的果子。
That is, to bring forth the fruit of life abundantly.
或者我是表彰主的果子。
That is to manifest the fruits of the Lord.
跟住又带出第三个问题出来了噃。
Then we have the third question coming.
咁点样可以结果子呢
？How can we bear fruit?
或者话系点样系叫做常在主里面呢
？Perhaps we can ask how do we abide in the Lord?
遵守主嘅道。
To in fact observe the commandments of the Lord.
系咪只有咁多呢
？Is it just that?
我听唔到我耳仔聋。你大声啲啊，姐你啊！但呢个系嗰个结果。
To abide in His love is an outcome.
遵守主嘅道，呢个系其中嘅一样。
And to in fact keep His commandments is one of the ways.
但跟住带出嘅问题系咩呢
？But what is the question that will follow?
你点知道乜嘢系主嘅道
？How do you know what is the word of the Lord?
这个你一定是你不是你根本没资格没资格来在这段的话的里头。刚刚才已经有姊妹提过但这个是那个结局来。
To love another is an outcome.
常在主里面现在这个是目的。
The purpose is to abide in the Lord.
你怎么可以常在主里面
The question is, how can we abide in the Lord?
认识乜嘢？认识啦，系，但系认识乜嘢
？To know what？
神嘅话。
We need to know the word of God。
啊，当你得到神嘅话嘅时候呢
？When you come to have the word of God，
你知道神嘅道啦。
You know God's way。
你知道神嘅道系为咗要遵行啦。
You know how He would execute。
啊，仍然仲有一个问题喺处。
That's still another question here。
你去边度得到力量去遵行神嘅话呢
？Where will you get the strength to walk the way of the Lord？
祷告，祈祷。嗱，等之后你留意到，如果你真真实实去入去神嘅话嘅时候咧，神嘅话系一层一层咁样嚟俾你去领会嘅。
And you take note of God's word, you find that God's word will lead you on one stage at a time.
其实系神嘅话咧，系带住我哋一步一步一步嘅，去到佢自己嘅心意嗰处。
And God's word will lead us one step at a time.Right through to his heart.
所以好清楚喺呢段话嘅里头，你会睇到一件事情，就系话我哋必须要为咗要叫神嘅心意满足，嗰个心意嘅满足就系话我哋要多结果子。咁即系多结果子。Okay.
And we know that if we are to satisfy the heart of the Lord, we need to bear forth more fruit.
所以多结果子就系嗰个目的。
And the purpose is in fact to bear forth fruit.
但怎么能够多结果子呢
？How do we bear more fruit?
你就找到一个基本的原因。
You know the basic reason.
个基本的原因就是常在主里面。
And it is to abide in the Lord always.
咁怎样叫做常在主里面呢
？How do we abide in the Lord always?
你怎能够常在主里面
？How can we do that?
主就跟住就俾我哋睇到。
The Lord enables to see.
常在主里面乃是和主中间那个关系。
And the relationship that we should have between ourselves and the Lord.
在主特别用葡萄树和枝子那个这个比喻来讲到这个关系呢。
And when the Lord uses this parable of the vine and the branches to talk about the relationship,
then 你又用一点嘅心思啦。
Then you have to, in fact, think a little.
佢话主话我系葡萄树。
The Lord says, "I am the vine."
你哋系枝子。
You are the branches.
常喺我里边嘅。
As abide in me.
佢就多结果子。
Will in fact bear more fruit.
咁样点叫常在主里面呢？
What does it mean to abide in the Lord?
就是说你经常一定要连结在主那里。
That means you have to be connected to the Lord.
因为主在那个说话离开了我你什么都做不到。
When the Lord says that apart from me, you can do nothing.
那怎样连在主里面是一回什么事呢
?How can we be connected to the Lord?
我们先解决这一类很基本的认识的问题先。
Let us clear up this very fundamental question.
如果你唔知道点样叫做连结喺主里面
If you don't know what it is to be in fact linked up with the Lord,
雖然這樹沒有菩提樹, 你就走出去找棵樹來看看吧,
there's no vine here, you just go out to look at any tree out there.
你看看那些枝子連在樹上是怎樣的一件事呢?
You look at the branches, how they link up to the tree.
那連在樹身不是只是連在那棵樹,
it's not just connected to it.
要能夠結果子的呢, 那就首先第一件事你知道是有生命的咯。
For it to bear forth fruit, the very first thing you know, it has to have life.
枯乾的枝子是沒有生命的, 你不用去想它了。
And branches that are dried up is without life, you don't need to think about that.
有生命而連結在樹身上的呢?
And the branches with life and are linked and connected to the tree.
那個連結是怎樣進行的呢?
How does this connection come about?
你曉得, 在那棵樹之所以能夠生長,
for the tree to be growing,
它之所以能夠開花能夠結果,
for it to bring forth its flowers and fruits,
是因為在它的生活史裡面有一個正常的生活的情形在進行中,
we find that in its life something is actually going on.
是什麼情形呢?
What's happening?
樹根就吸收了地裡頭的水分, 就輸送給全身,
and the roots are taking up water and nutrients and then giving it throughout the tree.
樹葉就吸收了陽光就製造了樹本身需要的養料,
and the leaves in fact having the sunshine produces the nutrients for the whole tree.
然後又根據那些樹皮呢所 包住那個樹身是將水分和養分互相傳遞,
and the bark would in fact distribute, if you like, the water from the roots and also the nutrients from the leaves.
但是我們只需要知道這麼多已經夠,
that's all we need to know.
根將水分送到上來成棵樹,
the water is being taken up to the whole tree.
樹葉製造到養分, 輸送到全身,
and the leaves enable the nutrients then to also go throughout.
如果用我們屬靈的話來講, 這個是什麼?
What does it mean spiritually for us?
不是交通咯,
that's just fellowship.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
那什麼叫做常在主裡面?
What does it mean to abide in the Lord?
常在主裡面, 主又常在我們裡面, 這個就是交通咯。
To abide in the Lord and the Lord in us, this is a fellowship.
我們弟兄姊妹常常說我們要好好地交通, 那什麼叫交通?
Brothers and sisters, we often say, oh, we should share. What does it mean?
用通俗的話來講,就是你一來就我一往。
And the saying goes, I give some to you, and you give to me.
Give me back to me. 但是所不同的是什麼呢?
What's different?
着重就是说,我们交通的对象是神。
The object of our sharing is the Lord.
所以这个交通就是说,我们从神中间有了一个生命里头的那个连贯,那个彼此的连接。
And in our fellowship in the Lord, we have this connection of life in Him.
神给我们有供应,
God provides us.
我们对神有仰望,
we look upon the Lord.
神给我们有带领,
God leads us.
我们对神有跟随,
and we are also following after Him.
等于这是交通咯,
this is our fellowship.
神的话给我们有光照,
God's word brings to us a light.
我们向神所讲的话是在神的面前有所求,
and as we come and talk to God, we ask of Him.
弟兄姊妹,这是交通咯,
this is a fellowship.
弟兄姊妹,在整个比方里面呢, 我们要看到一件很清楚的事情, 就是主提醒我们。
And in all this, there's one thing that the Lord reminds us.
提醒我们什么呢?
What is He reminding us?
我们要常在主里面,
that we have to abide always in Him.
主有这样, 主就常在我们的里面,
and so in so doing, He will always abide in us.
现在来一个问题了,
so here comes another question.
你说究竟是我们常在主里面先呢, 还是主常在我们里面先呢?
Do we abide in the Lord first, or is it for the Lord to abide in us first? Don't think, oh, this is so irrelevant. Why should you be asking?
So small.
So small. It's not a small thing. You don't understand this. Then we'll be deceived by Satan. Fellowship with the Lord, how does it start? It starts when we have received the Lord as our Savior. When you believe in the Lord, what is this?
是主進到我們裡面,
it is the Lord coming into us.
是因為主進到我們裡面,
and when the Lord come into us,
然後產生我們入到主的裡面,
then it brings about our entering into Him.
當我們曉得這個次序的時候,
when we know of this order,
你就留意到一件事情了,
then you realize one thing.
是一件什麼事呢?
And what is this?
你注意約翰福音15章這處講,
take note of what John chapter 15 says here.
你怎樣在主裡面?
How can you be in the Lord?
主又怎樣在我們裡面?
How can He be in us?
是不是我們進去主裡面, 覺得主今天打掃乾淨?
Do we come to the Lord and find that, oh, everything is well swept and clean?
又預備了很豐盛的晚餐,
and also a very abundant night dinner?
那我就在這裡停耐一點,
so I'll remain longer here.
如果入到去的時候好像沒什麼特別,
if I go in and find that there's nothing special,
那我早點回家,
then let me go home early.
是不是這樣呢?
Is it like this?
弟兄姊妹今晚你在那邊的會所吃飯,
and sisters, tonight you'll be in, having a dinner in the community center.
你去到那邊會所, 哎呀, 都還沒有弟兄姊妹來的,
when you go there, you find that brothers and sisters are not there yet.
都沒有人在做預備的,
no one is preparing anything.
今晚不知道有沒有飯吃的,
I don't know whether there's any dinner tonight.
如果今晚沒有飯吃的時候,我一算明, 我今晚晚上吃得不飽, 如果等等等等的時候,我便?
And I have not had such a good lunch, so in my waiting, I'll be indeed hungry then.
我不如回家先了,
better for me to go home.
弟兄姊妹,那個主在我們裡面,或者說我們在主裡面是不是這樣呢?
For the Lord to abide in us, and for us to abide in the Lord, is it such a way?
不是,
not so.
你留意這書,
take note.
他怎樣說?
What does it say here?
是常在主裡面,
always abiding in Him.
主又常在我們裡面,
and the Lord are always abiding in us.
好像說得不好聽就是說,
and if we put it bluntly,
我和黃師母這次來到Southampton,
this time for myself and Simo in Southampton,
Pauline和鄉親招呼我們招呼都不知幾周到,
and we have been shown much hospitality by Pauline and Hengqing.
我們和黃師母商量說,
and I was talking to Simo,
不如不要走了,
better move out.
就在這裡住下去了,
better not move out. We might as well stay back, stay on.
弟兄姊妹,反過來,
put it another way.
如果Pauline我們硬是搞得我們周身不舒服,
if Pauline causes a lot of discomfort,
他本來要接待我們四天的,五天的,
she had to show hospitality for 4 or 5 days.
好了,
don't wait till then.
怎麼等得到那個時候?
How can I wait?
等到那個時候,
if we will wait until then, we will be nothing left of us.
弟兄姊妹是不是這樣叫做常常在那時?
Does it mean to stay there?
存這樣的心思的是不是叫做常在那時?
Does it mean that always abiding? Not so.
我們感謝主,
to thank the Lord.
當主自己告訴我們,
when the Lord Himself says,
祂一次進來我們的裡頭,
when He comes into us,
你趕祂都不走,
you will not be able to chase Him out.
弟兄姊妹, 這個是救恩裡面所給我們的一個恩典,
this is the salvation grace that is given to us.
但這個恩典是有保證的, 有,
And this grace is guaranteed.
有把握。
We are assured of it.
他一次入到我们里面,
Once he comes in,
他就一直住在我们的里头,
he will continue to stay.
我们读过以弗所书,
we have read Ephesians.
他住入我们里面来,
when he comes in to stay,
他还惊死我们信不过他,
and he is afraid that we may not believe.
他还将圣灵想赐给我们来做抵押弟兄姊妹记得我们交通过这个,
and he then gives to us the Holy Spirit, as brothers and sisters will remember what we have shared.
你们抵押到几时呢?
And until when will the Holy Spirit be with us?
一直抵押到我们得到完全的救赎的时候,
we are being sealed with the Holy Spirit right through to the time when we are fully delivered.
即是神的救赎的旨意在我们身上一日不完成，圣灵一日都不走。
And if God's purpose in us is not fulfilled, the Holy Spirit will not leave.
那你说，那如果到救赎的完成的时候，他圣灵走咗，我哋咪冇晒？
He says, "Oh, when God's purpose is fulfilled, does that mean the Holy Spirit will leave? Then that's the end of us."
等住你注意，咩叫做救赎的完成？
Francis, take note. What does it mean? The fulfillment of salvation.
救赎就系话，你我同埋主联合成为一。 是已经成为一个不能够再分割的事实。It
is you and I, in fact, becoming one with the Lord, and there is no longer any separation.
等住，这是一个非常宝贵的恩典来的。This
indeed is an immense grace.
我们的主在我们信主的时候，他绝对住到我们里面来，他不走的。And
when the Lord comes into us, he will not go.
但是你说读这段话的时候，
as we read this passage,
你说好像又不是喎。
It doesn't appear to be.
只问你们常在我里面，我亦都常在你里面。And
the Lord says, abide in me and I in you.
如果你不在常在主里面的话，主就说我走了。If
you don't abide in the Lord will then say, oh, I'm leaving.
弟兄姊妹，你特别注意，主这个讲这件事情，乃是特别指着结果子那个需要来讲的。
Take note that when the Lord said these things, it's especially talking about bearing forth fruit.
不是讲着得救来讲的。
And the Lord is not talking about salvation.
我为什么是引出这段的这个意思呢？
Why do I bring this meaning out?
昨天Simon问我一个问题。
Because Simon yesterday asked me a question.
我估计这个问题是很多弟兄姊妹都或多或少会有的。
I suppose this question, in fact, would be in the mind of many brothers and sisters.
我以为我们必须要又是同时要澄清这个问题。
At the same time, I find it is needful to clarify this question.
然后叫我们在生命的成长的过程里面，我们不容易受到控告或者欺骗。
So that in our spiritual growth, we will not be hindered or be deceived.
Simon 问那个问题是什么问题呢？
What was the question that Simon asked?
他说,
he asked,
我不知道有没有误会你的意思，如果误会了你的意思，你纠正我。
I don't know whether I have misunderstood him. If I have, then that he would correct me.
他说，如果我们跟随主失败就失败。
He says, in following our Lord, and if we find ourselves to have failed,
那是主恩待我们，又给我们有一个恢复。
If the Lord had shown us a grace and indeed restore us,
咁样我哋所有嘅失败，因为我哋有嘅就系失败。
Then all we have in fact is in fact our failures.
咁主喺我哋身上边嗰个恢复，
and the restoration of the Lord in us,
系咪即系话我哋要从头开始过？
Does it mean that we have to start all over again?
所有过去嘅冚唪唥就浪费晒啦。
And all that is of the past would have been wasted.
没了,
would have been gone.
只能够从头来开始过了,
and the Lord will have to start all over again.
是不是这样?
Is it like this?
跟我这样复述过来是有点距离，但是都是在那个原则的底下了。
Perhaps it may not be exactly the question that Simon has asked, but it is on the same principle.
等一下我们晓得,
Francis, we know,
我们承认我们在神的面前, 在跟随主的路上面, 难得找到有一个人,
And in our following the Lord in this way, we find that it's difficult to find one person. From the start of following the Lord,
一直是直線上升的,
that he goes ascending all the way up.
在我們每一個人的經歷裡面,我們都會經過那個波浪,起起伏伏,起起伏伏。
But in our experience, we know how we have our ups and downs.
一時在主的面前,好蒙福。
Before the Lord, we find we are so blessed.
但過了一段時間,好像有些不得的冰冷,好像下沉。
And then after a time, it seems that we grow cold and we are downcast.
好像在一個山頂來到山谷一樣。
It seems from the mountain top, we are now in the valley.
神恩待我們,我們又從 在那裡悔改過來,我們又重新再起過。
When God shows us grace, it seems that we then repent and then we start all over again.
不單只僅僅有一次,以後我們一路得勝上去。
And in our experience, we know that this wasn't the only time that we had such experience. We find that we have it all the time.
在我們每一個人都是經過不知多少的波浪,然後
And after going through all the waves of ups and downs in our following the Lord.
But
one thing I want brothers and sisters to know first.
你可以跌倒,
you can fall.
但你一定起来,
but you will arise up again.
但你起来的时候呢,
but when you rise up,
你一定会高过以前你曾经到过的高点,
then you'll be higher up than the situation you were before.
一次是这样,
once it'll be like
this. 第二次你就再高一些,
second time you'll be higher.
第三次你再爬起來的時候又高一些,
and third time as you rise up,
這是我們實際的生命成長的過程.
This is our actual growing up.
但現在Simon的問題就是說,
but the question of Simon is,
我落到這個低點,
as I've fallen down here,
我現在起上來了,
and as I rise up,
雖然我起上來,
although I rise up,
但我在那時有個缺點,
but there I had indeed been a failure. And if that failure is there all the time,
這是一個很不容易承擔的問題.
It's not an easy thing to bear.
因為這個缺點如果是留在樹的話呢,
if this lacking is left there,
一生你會是被一個控告來跟著你,
all along you would have this accusation falling after you.
你留下有一個破口在樹被撒旦抓住,
because you have left, in fact, a breach for Satan to lay
hold. 他怎麼都不會放過你,
and he will not let you go.
你稍微疏忽一點,他就控告你一下,
the moment you are awake, he will accuse you.
你一接受這個控告的時候,你心裡就有些受捆綁,受壓,受傷。
When you hear his accusation, you find that you are being hurt and you'll be harmed.
你背著一個重擔在裡頭,
and you will have this burden in you.
弟兄姊妹, 昨天我們出去那個, Bouncy Island, 有平路行的,有斜路行。
Yesterday when we were at Bouncy Island, we were walking on a flat and we were also walking on a steep.
我們行平路的時候呢,又沒什麼特別。
Nothing unusual when we are walking on the flat.
行斜路的時候呢,一樽水多住孭著一個身頭都好似重的,重過平地,平地不覺得那裡有樽水,但行斜路時覺得有樽水燈住。
And when we're walking the steep, it's even a bottle of water, it seems a lot heavier than we were walking the flats.
等一下,我們若果在屬靈的事情上面,我們如果真的有一些缺點留下的話呢, 你一直會是孭著一個重擔來行走。Brothers
and sisters, if we are actually having some spiritual burden as we walk, we'll find that in fact it is rather heavy.
為什麼我特別提到這裡,只要住在主裡面的時候,我就藉著Simon這個這麼新鮮的問題,跟弟兄姊妹再作一次的澄清。And
as I'm sharing on this passage about abiding in the Lord, and from Simon's question, I think I need to clarify it for you.
那是為了要叫我們追求活在住在主裡面這個實際的裡頭,我們是不帶著任何的黑影的。
And to pursue in abiding in the Lord, we should go on without any shadow.
唔背任何嘅重担
，and we will not carry any burden，
亦唔接受任何嘅控告
，nor receive any accusation。
但弟兄姊妹，你必须要知道，你如果系唔接受呢、这个唔接受呢个重担，唔接受呢啲控告，有咩把握，有咩根据
？But if you do not receive or accept any burdens or accusation, on what basis do you do that？
如果只系我哋自己咁想，咁我想嘅嘢够多啦。
If it's according to our thinking, obviously we have much to think about.
你都冚冚冇把握嘅，都冇根据嘅。你想个头发白，你都系得个零字。
And there's no basis that you find that whatever you think until you get a white hair, there's still no way for you.
但我哋感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当我哋接受主嘅救恩嘅时候
，When we receive the salvation of the Lord，
主俾我哋。一个赦免嘅恩典
，the forgiveness that God gives to us。
咁我哋要留意啦。
You need to take note。
主嘅赦免系点样赦免
？What sort of forgiveness comes from the Lord？
赦免咪就系赦免咯，唔罚我咯。
He says, "Oh, forgiveness is that I'm not being punished then."
弟兄姊妹，你懂得。
Friends, sisters, remember。
啊，特别你喺香港住嘅，喺香港嚟嘅人，你更加懂得。
And especially for those who had come from Hong Kong, you would know this even clearer.
好多时候警察捉到你去落案，或者话你真系俾人告上去法院，经过法官审判。
If you are being caught by the police for any offence, and you're being brought to the courts, and you're being judged.
判决嗰个结果就系话。
And after the judgment.
唔算你有罪。
It's okay. We will not.Consider that you have made an offence.
咁即系赦免啦。
Does that mean that there is forgiveness?
但系留案底。
However, on the record.
弟兄姊妹，留案底你就好惨嘅。
If you are on the records, it's terrible.
你唔可能有第二次嘅失败嘅缺失。
You can't fail in that way again.
你有第二次嘅缺失，即使最轻微嘅嘢，你都一定被判罪。
If you offend again, then the record will definitely be against you.
点解？因为你有案底。
Why? Because you have all this record against
you. 但我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
神俾我哋嗰个救恩。
The salvation that God gives to us.
唔单单系一个赦免。
Not only is one of forgiveness.
仲有乜嘢呢？
What else is there?
我单纯系讲对罪嘅问题嘅解决。
What I'm talking about is, in fact, the resolution of sin.
我哋弟兄姊妹一般嚟讲对赦免系冇问题。
So often, forgiveness is not a problem or question.
但系对赦免嘅程度呢，弟兄姊妹唔一定系一个完全嘅掌握。
But to what degree our forgiveness?Is perhaps we are not able to fully understand or grasp.
你话神系赦免啊，不过神好似留个案底。
Is God may have forgiven me, but He may have the record there.
我觉呢个就系 Simon 所讲嘅缺点啦，系嘛
？This perhaps is what Simon refers to as the lacking.
我哋感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我哋常常忽略神嘅赦免系点样嘅赦免。
So often we do not realize what sort of forgiveness God has shown.
神嘅赦免
，the forgiveness of God.
如果你用个程度上边嚟睇嚟讲咧
，if you ask to what extent，
圣经有另外嘅一个名词系讲及到神嘅赦免。
There's another word in the Bible that refers to the forgiveness of God.
嘅完整同埋干净。
How it is so complete and also clean, made clean.
嗰个就喺约翰一书第一章。
It's in First John chapter 1.
喺嗰个地方所讲嘅咧，系讲到维持同主嘅交通。
That talks about maintaining the fellowship with the Lord.
我哋睇个主喺主里边，呢次系会用多好多约翰一书嘅话。
And when we talk about abiding in the Lord, we will use much from First John.
在约翰一书里面的话呢，是讲那处是讲及到维持交通。
And in First John, it talks about keeping the fellowship.
那个维持交通的那个所带出来的那个赦免的原则呢， 是连同我们在得救的事情上面都同样合用的。
And what's being said of God's forgiveness in maintaining fellowship is the same as on the basis of our salvation.
因为弟兄姊妹能够晓得得救之后神的赦免是这么彻底，那在我们得救之前弟兄姊妹你就更加知道神那个赦免彻底是到一个什么地步。
And after we have been saved, you can see how complete and to what extent God's forgiveness is, then you will know in salvation how, to what extent God's forgiveness is as well.
我们常常说
We often say,
在我们信主之前所犯的罪
The sins that were committed before we had come to believe,
在信主那个时候
At the moment we believe in the Lord,
你接受主，你承认自己一个罪人来接受主做救主。
When you have accepted the Lord as your own personal savior,
在那件事情上面
and in that matter,
我们的主就一次就同我们解决晒。
Once and for all, the Lord had done away this problem.
没一件是留下的。
Nothing is left.
但是在我们信主之后呢
But after we have believed in the Lord,
我们所犯的罪或者说我们所有的软弱呢
the sin that perhaps we have committed or the weakness that we have,
我们都应该在神的面前是逐渐去很具体的去认罪
that we have to bring it before the Lord in substance confess before him
在得救前和得救后我们都必须是经过认罪的这件事的。
Before we have come to believe in the Lord and after this confession for our sin, it's also needful.
但是得救前的认罪呢是一次过。
And the forgiveness of our sin, when we are saved, it's once and for all.
但是得救后的认罪呢是逐渐来。
But after that, our confession of sin is a one, each incident.
但是不管是一次过或是逐渐来。
Whether it is once and for all, or,
你留意到神给我们那个恩典。
Take note of the grace that God has given us.
神的话叫我们看到的不是一个赦免的用字。
And you find that what God, the word that God used is not one of forgiveness.
而是用另外一个字。来去表达这个赦免。
But rather, using another word, describe the forgiveness.
那个词是什么呢
?And what's that word?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那个词是叫做洗净。
Says we're being cleansed.
弟兄姊妹你读约翰一书第一章里面你就发现了这件事了。
When you read the first chapter,of 1 John, you will discover this.
那书是这样说。
There it says,
我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our sins,
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他必赦免我们一切的罪。
And he will forgive us of our sins.
跟着又讲到他儿子的血亦洗净我们一切的不义。
And it goes on to say,that indeed that the blood of his son cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
弟兄姊妹你注意了。
Take note, brothers and sisters.
在赦罪那处神用是罪。在赦免那处神话是罪。
As far as forgiveness is concerned, God used the word sins.
在洗净那处神话是不义。
And being cleansed, God says from all unrighteousness.
弟兄姊妹如果你会比较这两个表达呢
If you, in fact, contrast these two way of expression,
你会留意到赦免是一般性的讲法。
You know that forgiveness is how
in general.
洗
净呢
And to be cleansed,
是很具体的指住每一样。
It points to each and every.
唔管系大定系大罪，又系细罪。
Doesn't matter whether it's a big sin or small sin。
甚至唔系罪。
It may not even be sin。
咁系咩
？What is it then？
体贴肉体啊，咁之类嘅嘢咯。
Mindful of our flesh and so on。
圣灵系用一个不义 呢一件事情，即系唔够公义。
And it is the unrighteousness that's being unrighteous。
丁兄你好，都有好多不义嘅事情未曾落到犯罪嘅程度。
And the things which are unrighteous is not it's not in sin。
但系喺神嘅监察嘅底下，不义都系阻挡同神嘅交通。
And even any unrighteousness will indeed be a hindrance to having fellowship with God.
但系我哋感谢主。
Are we thankful the Lord?
佢话我哋若果认我哋自己嘅罪。
The Lord says that if we confess,
神必定赦免我哋嘅罪。
The Lord will forgive us of our sins.
佢儿子嘅血也一定系洗净我哋一切嘅不义。
And in fact, the blood of his son will cleanse us of all our unrighteousness.
弟兄姊妹，你知道咩叫做洗净啦？
You know what it means to be washed clean.
譬如好似话阿杰仔琴日同埋我哋出去，佢踩咗落个泥瓣嗰度。
And Kid was out with us, for example, yesterday, and he stepped onto the mud.
结果咧，咁佢就掹起只脚嚟，佢成日要洗脚，要洗对鞋啦，喺个树。
And having come out of it, he had to wash his feet and his legs.
咁洗完咗啦。
And after washed.
咁譬如话嗰时系Eddie 带住佢哋。
Eddie had in fact led them.
咁 Eddie 睇下。
And Eddie had a look.
仲未洗干净。
Still not clean.
咁点咩叫做仲未洗干净
？What does it mean? Still not clean.
咁一睇落去仲一笪笪咁，梗系未洗干净啦。
So there's still blotches everywhere.
咁但系如果Eddie 话洗得几干净
？If Eddie says, "Oh, it's quite clean now."
咁点样叫洗得几干净
？What does it mean to be all clean?
冇痕迹留低。
There's no traces left there.
干净晒啦。
Everything is clean.
弟兄姊妹，咁主话佢俾我哋嘅赦免系赦免到洗净到冇的咁多痕迹留低。
The forgiveness of the Lord is to the extent where He has in fact washed us clean until there's no trace whatsoever.
好啦，嗱，三日，如果你能够了解到呢件事情
，So Simon, if you can understand this.
咁你会唔会觉得神对你过去咗嘅一啲嘅软弱失败留个案底喺个树
？Would you think that your past failures and so on, God would have kept a record there？
洗干净晒，睇唔见啦，仲有冇
？It's all washed clean. Is there anything else？
弟兄姊妹，我哋感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
只要一次，我哋系俾血洗净嘅人。
For those of us who have been cleansed,
神喺我哋身上边睇唔到我哋有污点。
The Lord will not be able to see any blemishes.
如果睇到有污点，我哋点成为圣洁无瑕疵
？If there be any blemish, how would the Lord say we are without a blame？
呢个系唔可能嘅事情。
It will not be possible.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our.
佢话我哋系。在神的眼里面成了圣洁无瑕疵。
In the sight of God, we are indeed holy and blameless.
因为提到这件事情。
And in this matter,
我就记起传福音的一个故事。
I remember a story when preaching the gospel.
今次在 Portsmouth.
This time at Portsmouth.
一个弟兄的家里面。
In the household of a brother, we had some sharing.
就讲起他的女。
And his daughter was mentioned.
一个女儿。好聪明，不过就好难缠。
And daughter is very intelligent, but difficult to control.
因为一粒女就梗系好多撒娇嘅嘢啦。
Because just a daughter, then it's rather.
佢有好多本钱嚟要挟个父母啦。
And she is able to take advantage of the parents because she is their only daughter.
咁但系咁后来咧，佢父母咧就发现咗一个方法。
And then the parents discover a way.
佢就话：我唔同你讲咁多。
They will say that we won't say that much anymore.
总而言之咧， 你一个星期里面，如果你能够生活达到一个乜嘢嘅地步程度呢，呢、这个星期就有奖赏。
Is that in、the whole week, if、you're able to behave yourself、and to this extent, then you will be rewarded.
咁结果佢咁样实行咗之后呢，啊，个女真系乖咗。
And having done this, it seems that、she is、a lot、better in her behavior.
咁我做父母嘅梗系要履行诺言嘅。
And obviously, as parents, they have to do.
嗰个星期哦，可以有奖，咁就去买奖品。
They have to do what they say. So, if she has accomplished the goal, they will in fact go and buy her some reward.
买件新衫俾佢，啊，佢好高兴。
Got to her, give her new clothes. She was very happy.
咁佢然后就面对第二个星期啊嘛。
And second week came.
继续去面对每一个星期。
And so each week, she had to face.
但如果佢系嗰个星期有啲咩缺点咧，那个星期就有个记号喺嗰度。
And every time during the week, if she had been naughty, then there will be a mark against her.
咁呢个星期就冇奖品啦。
Then that week there will be no reward.
我就谂起传福音嘅时候有一个故事。
I sort of thought about the time when preaching gospel there was this story.
有一个做仔嘅人真系好恩皮嘅。
There was a son who was rather naughty.
佢个爸爸就系用个咁嘅方法嚟同佢个仔订合同。
And the father used this very similar method to deal with him.
他说我现在在门后面呢，在门口后面，在前面的人就看到，在门后面就没人看到，只是给你自己去看。
He said, I wouldn't write it in front of the door, others will see this, but I'll write it at the back of the door so you can see it for yourself.
我就挂块木板在那里。
Will I hang a board there?
如果你惹一次呢，
Every time you're naughty,
我就打个口钉上去。
I would put a nail there.
如果你踩两次呢，
if you are twice,
you have not yet, and
I'll put a second nail there.
但如果你乖一次呢，
but if you are well behaved,
我就掹咗口钉，
I'll then remove one nail.
你如果又再乖一次呢，
and if you are still
good, 我又将个口钉又掹埋，
I'll remove another nail.
咁你每次去睇到嗰块板，你就知道你有冇进步啦。
And each time you go and look at the board, you will know whether you are improving.
啊，当呢个咁嘅方法咧，就好似激励咗个仔发奋咯。
And so the son seems to be encouraged by this.
初初嘅时候咧，钉满晒钉。
And to start off, it was full of nails.
佢有一日睇到咁多钉喺个树，就觉得好唔开心。
One day when he looked at the board and find so many nails, and he wasn't happy.
佢就立志，哇，好，我要掹晒嗰啲钉。
Yes, I'm determined to get all the nails removed.
但掹钉嘅权柄唔喺佢嗰度，喺爸爸嘅手嗰处。
But to remove the nails, it is not his to do, but in his father's.
你要乖一次先可以掹一口。
It has to be well behaved and done good before the nail can come off.
啊，结果经过一段时间咧，嗰啲板上面嘅得钉冚埋掹晒啦，真系。
And after a while, all the nails were removed.
佢应该好开心。
And he was so happy.
但是他爸爸看到他仍然很不开心。
But when the father looked at him, the father was still not happy.
他说某人你看看你进步得那么好，一眼钉都没晒在树了，你怎么还不开心？
Says, look, all the nails now are gone from the board, why is it that you are still not happy?
你猜个仔怎样去答他爸爸呢？
Do you know what the father said?What the son said to the father.
他说是很多钉在那树，那些钉都不见晒了。
It's true, all the nails have come off from the board.
但是那个钉窿还在这里。
But the prints are still there. The nail prints and the holes are still there.
哦，感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
那个做爸爸的就说，
Then the father,
你就是为了这件这样的事情不开心。
He said that you are not happy about this.
我换过一新板上去。
Good, I'll just change a new board.
呢块旧板我拎去烧咗。
This old board I will just go and take and burn.
个仔见到嗰块新板。
And when the son saw the new board,
开心。
He was happy.
弟兄姊妹，神俾我哋嘅赦免就系咁样嘅一回事。
This forgiveness of God to us is like this.
Simon, 如果你会唔会到神赦免系到咁样洗净嘅地步呢？
If we realize This is the extent of God's forgiveness to us.
不单止 Simon 开心, 我们大家都为他开心。
Not only will Simon be happy, all of us would be.
因为神的儿女是绝对有那个恩典, 是放下一切的重担, 来行走, 主要我们行走的路程。
Because every child of God has this grace to be able to put down every burden in order to walk the way before them.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今下就开一个头,
we've started the topic.
晚上我们开始去进入去关于住在主的里面。
This evening we will enter in what it means to abide in the Lord.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
主，但愿你叫我们的心向你更迫切。
Lord, we pray that indeed our heart is more urgent towards you.
你要求我们常住在你的里面。
You ask us to abide in you.
但愿你亦想赐我们有救用的恩典, 叫我们可以常住在你里面。
And you give us the grace where we are able to abide in you.
什么时候我们里面的感觉好像离开了你,
whenever we feel that we are away from you,
但愿主将我们完全的去找回来。
Lord, we pray that you indeed lay hold of us and cause us to turn.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
Lord, we thank and praise
you. 因为你乐意向我们施恩,
because you are willing to show us grace.
而且所想赐的是极大极大的恩。
In fact, what you've given us indeed is immense, truly immense grace.
但愿你不住的藉着圣灵的光照, 叫我们的脚不偏离你自己的路。
And through the enlightenment of Holy Spirit, Lord, we will not deviate from your way.
叫我们十分喜乐的来行走在这条属天的路。
That will be indeed happy to truly walk this spiritual way.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
祈祷奉主的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.